What if the billion-dollar unicorn startup isn't actually the pinnacle of entrepreneurial success? When Sahil Lavinia left Pinterest as employee number two to build Gumroad, he was chasing the Silicon Valley dream. After raising $8 million and burning through $10 million, his creator economy platform hit turbulence. Forced to lay off most of his team, he fled to Utah, where he discovered a profound truth. His failed company was actually profitable, sustainable, and genuinely helping creators. This revelation challenges conventional startup wisdom by advocating for profitability over hypergrowth, community over venture capital, and sustainability over moving fast and breaking things. The minimalist entrepreneur builds profitable, sustainable businesses that solve real problems for specific communities. Like Peter Askew, who purchased VidaliaOnions.com for $2,200 and transformed it into a thriving direct-to-consumer business. Or Peter Levels, who built NomadList with zero outside funding. Have you ever wondered why some products instantly connect while others fall flat? The secret lies in community. Before building anything, immerse yourself in communities you genuinely care about. Sol Orwell exemplifies this. He joined Reddit's fitness community for personal health, shared knowledge freely, and identified gaps in supplement information. This authentic participation led to Examine.com, which he monetized only after building trust and surveying community needs. The site now serves 70,000 daily visitors with seven-figure revenue. Communities are our fundamental social unit in the digital age, offering immediate belonging, unlike networks where everyone starts at zero. The 1% rule governs participation. 1% create, 9% contribute, and 90% consume. Your influence grows when you actively participate rather than lurk. Choose communities where you can create long-term value and develop authentic relationships. The minimalist entrepreneur starts small and focuses on essentials. Don't let self-doubt stop you. Every successful founder started knowing nothing. Instead of focusing on limitations, leverage what you know and learn as you go. Start with what Lavinia calls a manual valuable process, a systematic way to solve real problems for real people. Document your process as you serve customers, creating a playbook that validates whether people actually need and will pay for your solution. Skip the grand product launches and Hollywood premieres. Businesses aren't one-time events, but require building lasting customer relationships through persistent, gradual growth. Once you have your MVP, focus on acquiring customers rather than endless iteration. Never give your product away. Charge something to stay viable. Start with friends and family who trust you, then expand through direct outreach. Manual sales will drive your early growth, requiring personalized messages that address specific needs. Marketing comes later, as sales at scale, after securing your first 100 customers. As minimalist entrepreneurs, prioritize free channels like blogging and social media before spending on advertising. Don't just chase headlines. Create genuine connections with your audience. Most founders shy away from putting themselves at the center of their company's story, but this is exactly what you need to do. People care about other people, not faceless companies. Your journey of building something from nothing is inherently interesting. There are three progressively powerful levels of content sharing: education, inspiration, and entertainment. Start by sharing what you've learned from your customers. Your existing audience will engage with these ideas and broadcast the best ones to their networks. Next, document your journey to motivate others. Finally, aim for entertainment, the most difficult but most impactful level. Entertainment wins the battle for attention because it's what people naturally discuss and share. Before inviting others to join your company, you need to get your house in order. A company is like a house party that never ends. It rarely gets cleaner than when it started. Values aren't generic platitudes, but specific, memorable principles that guide behavior in both everyday and extreme situations. Making decisions that affect your team and customers requires clear values. Many founders think culture will develop naturally, but without intentional guidance, it may not be what you want. You can start small, even with just yourself, but start having these conversations. Values can be pithy statements or long stories, but they need to be articulated. Even after achieving profitability and organic growth, your journey isn't over. While some might be content creating a lifestyle business and retiring, many founders continue investing in growth because it's satisfying to improve a project and create more value for customers. The fundamental business equation is simple: profit equals revenue minus costs. While this seems obvious, make more than you spend to survive, many founders ignore profitability in favor of product development, growth, and hiring until money runs out. Paul Graham of Y Combinator evaluates companies by whether they're default alive or default dead. If expenses and revenues remain constant, will the company survive? Profitability is a superpower that frees you from reliance on outside forces. Chris Savage of Wistia calls this profitable confidence, knowing your business will survive regardless of what you try. This freedom allows you to pursue ideas at your own pace without betting the company on every new initiative. You can truly invest in creating customer value rather than just chasing growth metrics to secure the next funding round. The author prefers a small team of exceptional people over a large team of merely good ones. A company scales successfully when employees are empowered to help customers without leadership intervention. Leaders shouldn't be product dictators building a cult of personality. Instead, they should establish clear, key performance indicators that everyone understands and can measure their work against. Gumroad began by solving one specific problem: helping creators sell digital files to their audiences. The original product was remarkably simple, just 2,700 lines of mostly copy-pasted code in a single Python file, without automated payouts or even file uploading. Instead, Lavinja manually processed payments through PayPal at month's end. They gradually automated everything, but starting with manual processes allowed them to launch quickly and solve the core problem immediately. Starting a business is inherently risky, but remains one of the best ways to create positive change, even if that change begins small rather than immediately changing the world. The author challenges the notion that meaningful impact requires making a dent in the universe, suggesting instead that small, compounding improvements to communities can be equally powerful. After Gumroad became profitable, the author's first priority was reclaiming his time. Having spent 4 years as a typical founder, working constantly and neglecting relationships, he could finally chart a different course. Without pressure to placate investors or pursue unsustainable growth, he discovered he had become a time billionaire with decades of life ahead. The key is building the right business for yourself selfishly while serving a community selflessly. Understanding your why is crucial. Why you chose your community, solved specific problems, approached certain customers first, and grew in particular ways. Eventually, your life and work will align, giving you purpose and allowing you to get paid for what you love, but only if you take that crucial first step.